You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Hopefully I can have Bill back on and we can do this on time. Appreciate Harley Schlanger coming up as well. Inquiring minds want to know. I want to know how many of, as I mentioned to Mr. Binney, what can we count on when push comes to shove in this country? Because if we've got to take this entire burden on ourselves without any help, with the people that would be able to facilitate that help in a timely and effective manner, then if we don't have that, we're going to have a real problem. By the way, speaking of Netanyahu, God almighty, John Bolton, the neocon's neocon. Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday toured the West Bank with John Bolton, said he will listen to U.S. peace proposals. Now, keep in mind that in Israel, the Likud party, Bibi Netanyahu, he dare not show anything but steel resolve and elimination of the Palestinians, period. Anything other than that, Bibi Netanyahu is gone bye-bye. But John Bolton, he's been having a problem trying to sell this Iran war. And I can see why. We got heads of state, other nations coming forth and saying, wait a minute here, wait a minute. I thought Donald Trump, who's running the circus up there in Washington, D.C.? I thought Donald Trump wanted to cease all the wars in the Middle East and then get out. And then now we're back to the Barack Obama. At least we had them to the point where, well, we're not going to enrich uranium. I for one, you know, you can call it either way. But if Iran had a couple of nukes for self-defense purposes, could it be deliverable to the United States? Now, keep something in mind, folks. We've been manipulating these people for almost 40 years now. We have caused a death, either directly or indirectly, in the Middle East of millions of people. Millions of people. This isn't some kind of war game that it's being chalked up with X's and O's on a computer. This is not a war game. This is reality. Trillions of dollars, 20-year war, millions dead. And for what purpose? They can't demonstrate that we have done one positive thing in the Middle East except for the state of Israel. At any rate, getting back to the West Bank meeting with Netanyahu and Bolton, said he'll listen to U.S. peace proposals, but added that any further agreement with Palestine must be guarantee an Israeli presence in the Jordan Valley. Really? Footage posted on Sunday showed Israeli Prime Minister and U.S. National Security Advisor overlooking the Israeli-occupied area from an aircraft on the ground, with Netanyahu seen giving Bolton an excursion. Speaking English on camera, standing next to Bolton, Netanyahu rammed the message home that Israel will not be leaving the area under any deal, saying it ensures the minimal strategic depth and strategic height for the defense of our country. I don't know if anybody in Israel has noticed, aside from a few bottle rockets that Palestine has been able to fire into Israeli territory, Palestine poses no threat to the state of Israel. And if they weren't sharpening their sticks and jabbing in people's eyes in the countries that are surrounding them, they would not have to be so worried about their defense, because there would be no attack to have that defense take place. But so much for common sense. Netanyahu was also adamant that the Israeli presence in the Jordan Valley guarantees stability and security for the entire region. Really? And the IDF leaving the occupied Palestinian lands would result in war and terror. This is what these people in the Middle East are terrified of, is Israel. Make any peaceful gestures coming from Israel might give them pause, but that's not the case here. War and terror. To those who say that for peace to be established, Israel has to leave the Jordan Valley, I say that's not going to bring peace. That's going to bring war and terror, and we've been there. We don't want to be there again. You've never left, Israel. Because how your nation was formed was from the very definition of terrorists themselves. Well, Israel will study U.S. President Donald Trump's Middle East peace plan. And what I would do, let me finish this statement out, a fair and open manner, Netanyahu said, a day after White House senior advisor Jared Kushner presented the economic part of the deal. He made it known his bewilderment at the Palestinian reaction to the proposal, saying, "I can't understand how the Palestinians rejected the plan before even hearing what's in it." Well, who are you asking? The dead people? The children that you use, your IDF uses for target practice? Who exactly are you talking to in Palestine? Because you're not talking to them at all. Now, whether they want to hear it, how would you know? If you don't have a dialogue with them to hear their response, you're just peeing in the wind, basically. Now, of course, neocon Bolton being supportive of Netanyahu's stance, saying it's too bad that more Americans can't come to locations like this, see the geography, understand its significance, understand how it affects Israel's critical security position, and explain why Israel has taken the view that it has. We do know, Mr. Bolton. Now, supposedly the Trump administration's plan, which offers $50 billion worth of investment in Palestine and neighboring Jordan. Was unveiled by Kushner on Saturday. It claims to lead the creation of millions of jobs in the West Bank and Gaza. Well, they better hurry up, because they're trying to steal the land right out from under them. $50 billion for a country that doesn't exist. What are we going to use that money to try to buy, for them to try to bribe Netanyahu? I don't know. So, again, we see this never-ending thing going on, and it's confusing to people. Now, I would not, if I was president of the United States, I would not have sent 1,000 people over there, because what I could imagine doing is sending over 1,000 targets. And you know what the reaction, what was the reasoning that Donald Trump gave that, you know, starting bombing missions on Iran, it's not balanced because a drone was shot, an unmanned drone was shot down. Forget the cost of it, some $225 million. But there was no loss of life. Now, what's also come to our attention is how Iran decided to down a U.S. drone and narrowly averted war by sparing another U.S. plane. Iran averted an all-out war in the Middle East at the last moment when the Central Command and Control Operation Room of its Army and Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps ordered not to shoot down a U.S. Navy anti-submarine warfare intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance Poseidon P-8. Usually, there were 38 on board the P-8 aircraft, which requires a crew of 9. There were a minimum of 6 to 8 officers on board, 2 to 3 colonels, 3 to 4 lieutenants, and the remaining crew likely held grades under lieutenant. The plane was flying within range of the Iranian missiles over Iranian waters when Iran's Central Command and Control received confirmation that the U.S. would not go to war or hit any target in Iran. Now, it took place following the Iranian downing of one of the most advanced U.S. drones last Thursday. The drone had been violating Iranian airspace, according to Tehran authorities. Well, guess where the drone landed? It wasn't in international waters, folks. There's your proof. Now, they later presented the debris of the unmanned drone to the media. Iran had received confirmation through a third country that President Donald Trump would refrain from bombing any Iranian positions. And Iran was about to hit and destroy U.S. Navy P-8 Poseidon plane that was flying in the area that we received confirmation that the U.S. had decided not to go to war and not to bomb any control and command or missile batteries in the positions, cleared or non-cleared, along the Straits of Hormuz. Had Trump decided otherwise, we had orders to hit several U.S. and U.S. allies' targets in the Middle East would have been the theater of a very destructive war with huge losses on all sides. How did war almost break out in the morning of June 20th? How did Iran decide to down a U.S. drone instead? Well, the IRGC high-ranking officer said the rules of engagement are agreed to by the Central Command and Control of the Army and the IRGC. Doesn't sound like a bunch of wing nuts running the military over there. These are communicated to the thousands of Air Defense Forces positions spread throughout the country. Decisions are not independently and unilaterally taken by a lone wolf, general, or commander of a particular position, as Trump embarrassingly believes. Now, there's a problem here. And again, going back to the Trump White House and who in the hell is in charge here. Because at times it doesn't seem to be Donald Trump, and it's causing a lot of questions and consternation. And then the story comes out. I wish Bill would have commented on this a little bit further. But here's the propaganda that's been shoved down our throats. That if we don't go after Iran and we don't teach those bad people a lesson, they're ready to send hordes of Hezbollah terrorists to U.S. stores. We have it posted on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I don't want anybody to think I put that story up there. It is a propaganda story, but I think most of the listeners that listen to this network understand that. If the U.S. goes to war with Iran, the story goes, we won't just be fighting the Iranian military. Hezbollah has grown into the most powerful terror organization that the world has ever seen. Gotta have an enemy in order to keep fighting. It's best known for causing all sorts of chaos in the Middle East. No, that's the U.S. government and its forces. But today has an extensive presence in Europe, Africa, Latin America, and North America. See how well this goes? Because, well, we had this refugee problem. And you thought that was Mexicans and other than Mexicans coming across their southern border? No, 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 no. Part of the plan has been to take people from the Middle East and spread them all over the planet. You know, I was thinking about this today. You know, if we don't have any brown-skinned people in this country that look Middle Eastern, it wouldn't be such of a big deal. They'd stand out like sore thumbs. But we don't have a bigger problem with that in this country as many European countries have. They're in there trying to set up their own form of government, or they're telling the government, which has taken them in, how they're going to do things. Kind of sounds like the Democrat problem here in the United States, doesn't it? But that's part of it. What a beautiful thing to give the illusion that there's a potential threat here, and there could be Hezbollah lurking among these groups to do great harm and damage to the United States, to Germany, to whatever, France, doesn't matter. Give it a name, give it a propaganda title. The terror organization was founded in 1985 with heavy support from Iran, according to Wikipedia, most of its financial training, weapons, explosives, political, diplomatic, and organizational aid currently comes from the Iranians. In essence, Hezbollah is Iran's terror arm, and so if we go to war with Iran, we will find ourselves in a conflict with Hezbollah as well. Well, Hezbollah is being targeted as a militant group when it's actually the government of Palestine, the Hezbollah. Isn't that strange? Folks, they're running out of things to try and do. And they're running out of credible, the American people used to swallow. We're running out of patience. And the information that's come forth counters that propaganda coming straight out of our government. And it isn't well-founded, by the way, knowing false flags and how we've been involved in many wars. So it's full-time propaganda with the people that are willing to put this stuff out there to further the cause for more war. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, John. You know, this situation in Iran is very, very suspect. It seems to me, from what I have learned watching the lamestream media, the warmongering neocons making the lies, lying to Trump or whoever they're lying to, claiming it was in an international waters irrefutably first. Of course, now we find that's not true. It seems highly suspect to me that Iran likely had knowledge of who was on that plane that was flying as a CYA plane to provide cover and perhaps cannon fodder for target practice by Iran to try to induce us into a war, yet they knew, apparently, that it was masking a drone, so they very artfully and accurately shot the drone out of the sky and knocked the plane with 38 sacrificial lambs aboard, or maybe people they wanted to get out of their ranks.
Chris, slow down here a second. Which would have been, were these guys in that P-8, were they going to be the sacrificial lambs?
That's my suggestion. Yeah. I think it's highly plausible.
And which it would the rebuke from the United States government all out? You'd probably have Israel involved in this as well. Waging war in Iran, and then the whole thing would escalate, the propaganda machine would kick in, and we would see Iran look like Iraq.
Oh, absolutely. This has been their pattern, practice, and custom going back to the beginnings of time of framing the blame on the victim and claiming that they were the perpetrator, just like they've done in my case, like they do all the time. This is their custom, their practice. It's their modus operandi.
Well, you know, I was looking for a clearer answer from Bill Binney because he's seen a lot. I mean, my God, he's been in intelligence for many, many years. We are burdened with this thing. Does the Republic stand or does it fall? And I am not encouraged by what Bill Binney, his response was to me, because we are going to need people. And Chris, this, you've heard me before voice this concern that we go to war with the United States government, or probably better put, the United States government goes to war with its own people. That we're not going to have a ghost chance in hell with what's been set up, the infrastructure, the fusion centers. You can imagine what this landscape would look like in this country. I'm looking for assurances that we're going to have people that understand the difference between a roll of toilet paper and the Constitution of the United States, and more importantly, the ability for them to step in to aid in the defense of this republic.
If you like, I have just a little bit more for you.
All right, hang on, Chris. Henry in Connecticut, I'll take your call as well. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over.
We are back. Chris, go ahead. Chris in Vegas.
Well, it's my contention, John, that we have been in asymmetrical warfare for quite a long time. It seems to me that if we look at what's gone on by these so-called executive agencies who have the headless so-called fourth branch outside of government under the executive office, the commander-in-chief and CFO-CEO POTUS, supposedly, but hijacked by the senior executive services of the deep state. And so when you see that they've all been attacking Trump, any conservative America, the judiciary has attacked, you know, conservatives, stealing homes, breaking up families all around the country, these are forms of warfare, psychopolitical warfare by Kenneth Goff and Lavrenti Beria and his pamphlet Brainwashing. This is how the communists did it in their country during the Bolshevik Revolution in Nazi Germany and now here in America, even going back to the French Revolution. These false flag operations to try to provoke a pretext to drag us into wars in foreign countries to fuel the insatiable appetite and lust for money of the global bankster gangsters and the militant industrial complex of the military seems to be the only motivating force that qualifies this type of provocative actions by the Zionist-controlled U.S.
Yeah. Can't argue with that. Chris, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Henry in Connecticut. You're on. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, John. Yeah, I'll make it quick. I heard you talking earlier about the stuff with the election and not election, but the whole thing with the, you know, with the politicians. Here's what I say. That I had oral surgery, so I have to sound this way. There's too many people out there talking about, the people out there listening, all the states. They may not be a major election in my state, but I tell all the people that listen to me. The people out there, all of you keep thinking about 2020 and thinking about the president, Trump. Okay, yeah, that's important. But I say, why don't we clean the Congress this year? This November, this year's primary in your state, go out and vote. This year in November, make sure you go out there and vote. If you cannot show up, I worked the polls. I did 7-8 elections now. You get an absentee ballot. You call 3 weeks before the election and get one and vote. Because the thing with the wall, for instance, in this third world illegal invasion, which we never needed for 30 years. If enough people vote, even this year, in some states where there is a congressional election, and vote Republican, and not all Republicans are just put everybody on the street and
well,
just
Henry,
and this and that.
Henry, that's I can't disagree with what you're saying if it would have taken place 10 or 20 years ago. What you're describing here is a very broken system at the federal end and also at state level. And some would liken that as rearranging the deck chairs on a Titanic.
I see what you mean. Yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah, this is why Henry, this is why I'm turning my attention, I'm asking the questions, who within this government, if the dark forces, the deep state, give it a title, decide to move on the American people, who in those agencies are going to be there to stop and thwart their action?
Right. All right. I could tell you this. Some FBI will, because there are some FBI agents that are the Constitution. I would say this also, whether it's Republican or Democrat running, make sure you don't get any candidate that wants to disarm the citizens' militia. That's very dangerous. You know, this country is being invaded.
But again, Henry, I understand and appreciate what you're saying, but we're allowed to have, some states have said, okay, you're allowed to have automatic weapons. But mostly we've got the semi-automatic pop guns against the strongest military this country and this world has ever seen. We got a problem here.
You do. Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Do you really believe a lot of people in the military that are turning American people? Those are the staunchest patriots out there.
You think so?
They really are.
You better check your premises, my friend. You better check that again.
Yeah, I may be wrong about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. Henry, I thank you for your call.
I'll let you go. Okay, good job, listen.
Thank you. Yeah. Art, you're up. Hello, Art.
Hey, John. I wasn't going to call in, but I heard Henry say something, and it just got me right there. There's an interesting documentary you should watch, Henry. It's called Hacking Democracy, and it's all about the fraud at the ballot. But what really struck me was this idea that everybody who really wants to make a difference, go out and vote Republican. Look, we had a Republican in the White House, a Republican held Senate, and a Republican held House of Representatives for 2 freaking years. How many years did we hear this call for a repeal and replace? How many years have we heard calls for border control and immigration reform and all of this on the Republican side? They had the House, the Senate, and the White House for 2 years. They got none of that done.
Hold on 1 second. I've got to take this bottom of the hour break. Hang on, Art. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are back. Go ahead, Art.
Yeah, you know, they had the House, the Senate, and the White House for 2 years. They got nothing done that they ran on. Absolutely none of it got done. So I got a better one, Henry. How about those of us that really want to make a change and really want to be heard and really want to get recognized? How about we all make up these big placards, all right? We make up these big placards about, yeah, I don't know, 1 foot by 1 foot. And we make them out of something that you can't fold. Like, I don't know, a piece of something thick enough that really hard to fold up. And on it we write, I vote for no one. No one will accomplish the exact same thing that you 435 clowns have accomplished. And no one will do it for free.
Well, I was toying around with the idea of circulating a petition nationwide, and a lot of Democrats would sign it, that we excuse the entire Senate of the United States and the entire Congress and hold new elections, only this time around. The oath of office, it's going to be in your face. You're going to swear to this, and you're going to be made aware of this is not a democracy, it's a republic, and we have a form of law that's attached to said document.
Right. And you add to that, If you are dual citizenship, you are automatically disqualified. If you are a lawyer, an attorney, you are automatically a judge, you are automatically disqualified because it's a conflict of interest right there because of your professional background. Mm-hmm. All of this, and we make it virtually impossible, or as close to impossible as we can make it, for these kind of creatures to be stopped in their tracks when they try to pull another move like this again. And we make it very clear, and we actually make an example. I'm in favor of capital punishment. I can think of a whole lot of people in Congress right now who, if we actually acted on the Constitution as it is laid out, how many in Washington do you think would escape the guillotine?
Well, and on the flip side of that, there are many within the United States government that think people like you and myself were really the true terrorist and the antithesis to the American way.
Yeah. Go figure.
Right? Go figure. Anyway. All right, Art, thanks for your call.
All right, man, you have a great one.
All right, I appreciate it. You know, there was the Hill Harris poll did a... Well, they did a poll, and they called it What America's Thinking. Poll shows strong majority of Americans oppose attacking Iran. Gee, I wonder how that came about. While officials have denied that there was any political component to the U.S. not attacking Iran on Thursday, a newly released poll from Hill's Harris X, taken over the weekend, shows that a strong majority of American voters oppose such an attack. The poll showed 58% favored a non-military approach, with 48% calling for diplomacy and 9% saying the U.S. should take no action at all. By contrast, only 5% supported a war, and another 19% wanted limited attacks. And the way this broke down, just as I said, seeks a negotiated solution, 49%. 9% says do nothing. 19%. Well, we need to strike them, a limited military strike. 5% say that just go and declare war in Iran, and 19% of the people are unsure. Now, the majority remain against an attack in all parties, in all age groups, with 67% of the Democrats calling for non-military options, 54% of independents, and a slight majority of Republicans. So that's how this is along party lines is breaking down. Nobody wants this. We've heard the expression from many leaders of foreign countries saying the exact same thing. They have been watching this just as we have and feeling powerless to stop it. And I think that Donald Trump, I know the game that he's playing. He's playing the political game, trying to stay afloat, looking for a re-election in 2020, and all that's great. I don't know, folks. You know, we'd all like to think that Donald Trump has a grand plan in 2020 when reelected, that he really takes the decisive action that needs to be taken in this country. But as Art pointed out, we've had Republican-controlled Congress, Senate, 2 years. They did nothing. The only thing they wanted to do, they didn't want to do away with Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. They just wanted to bring their version of it. This is sleazy politics. This is the way this goes on. And we have seen the Mitch McConnells, and we have seen, you know, the Lindsey Grahams, protege of John McCain. We have seen what has been going on. We saw politically what Comey and what Brennan and the boys had to say about Donald Trump taking part in what I would call a coup to unseat the President of the United States. And when I say there's a correlation between JFK and Donald J. Trump, take a look at the problems Kennedy had. He saw where a lot of destabilization was taking place. He wanted to do away with the CIA. He wanted an honest money system. All the things, the neocon of the days, they wanted war with Vietnam. We got to go stop communism. Well, folks, that was a UN. That was under the auspices of the UN. Hint, hint, when you see demilitarized zones, bad guys Depending on your view, stay on that side of the line. Bad guys, good guys, depending on your view, you stay on that side of the line. All this information was being shared. It was being shared with the United Nations, and there was no operational security. All the information was flowing back and forth. Each side knew what the other side was up to. And I will say that this is the same damn thing that has happened in the Middle East. Coalition forces. There's your hint, Bubba. You start talking about gathering the good boys to go fight the bad boys. Yeah. Mike in Kentucky, you're up. Go ahead.
Combination of luck and intuition. I found a way to contact William Binney myself and thanked him profusely for the interview you just did and told him to sleep well, because he should, for going up against this massive cabal we're all in the middle of here. And it's pretty much out of control, bunch of pirates. I was also able to contact through this same system a couple of other interesting people that I haven't heard back from, including Larry Klayman and one of William Binney's other lawyers, which I find very disturbing that he blew me off with the victims that I can demonstrate for this 702 authority. The Electronic Frontier Foundation most recently has said that you cannot sue the government unless you can prove damage. Well, by golly, I've got damage, and I've proved it to most of this small town that I live in, fellow hillbilly just about like William Binney, but the dang military was so picky 15 years later after he joined that they wouldn't take me. I was a half inch too short for airborne and all kinds of stuff that I was qualified for. But, I mean, yeah, I wanted to be a helicopter mechanic and be a warrant officer, but knew, you know, oh, you're a half inch too short for a bunch of this stuff. Boy, you can be a cavalry scout or you can be a MP. And I thought, okay, great, I got a 30-second lifespan or everybody will hate me.
Wait a minute. They'd expect you to don the little white helmet and the white belt and carry a billy club and possibly a .45. You're tall enough for that, but not tall enough to be a mechanic?
No, and not tall enough for airborne and a bunch of stuff. So I was really disappointed. I said, give me my bus ticket home, man. And they were mad as they could be. But I told them, look, I took your dang ASVAB, and you tricked me into that. Everybody in the high school thought you were supposed to take it, and that took it with me thought it was mandatory or some crap. And so after I took that, the recruiters wouldn't leave me alone for probably 3 years. And the last thing they did was they talked me into giving them an audition tape, and the recruiter said, well, I can guarantee you the school, if you don't wash out in basics for their PSYOPs and media school for like a, what is that?
Which branch, Army?
Army. Dad was Army, so they kind of
okay,
favored
well,
me for that.
It's real hard to wash out in basic training, especially now.
But not then. I'm talking early, right after the draft, you know, and a few years after the draft, they got really picky. I know other people had the same problem. But I met a guy the other day that's about 10 years younger than me. He's about 5 inches shorter, and he was airborne. So they're scraping, you know. They're desperate. They're letting in aliens. And so, anyway, I just want to say I gave William Binney a message to sleep well and thank him very much for that radio interview, and I hope he comes back. I really hope I could get the opportunity to talk to the man, you know, at least over the radio. But he, you know, he's lost both his feet. He lost his wife last year. I've listened to literally hundreds of hours of interviews with the guy.
Slow your roll a little bit here. Okay. He lost both of his feet. Is that why he's in a wheelchair?
Yeah, but he has some prosthetics, and he can stand and walk on those for a while. But, yeah, him and his wife both, I think, and it may be due to this dirty electricity we're all being exposed to.
Well,
there's a study in 2008 that says that it really exacerbates and may explain brittle diabetes and sensitive diabetics. People need to keep everything at arm's length. I keep turkey pans around my Wi-Fi modems to reduce their range. And they're, you know, especially if you got to be within a few feet of them.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that will reduce how far away people can handshake with laptops and maybe keep the dang satellites out of your stupid Wi-Fi.
Well, Mike, I asked Harley Schlanger, and Harley Schlanger didn't know why he was in a wheelchair. And he's done several, Harley has been with him on several occasions giving speeches.
Well,
amazing.
I know. Him and his wife both had apparently bad diabetes. You can find her obituary, but it doesn't really mention that. I'm pretty sure he's lost both his feet, and that happened fairly quickly, I think, within a few months.
Yeah, when he connected with us, I was looking at him. He was on video, and he looked pretty doggone good. For a 75-year-old man, he looks pretty good. Mike, I'm going to have to cut you loose, man. I appreciate your call, and thank you for thanking Harley. Or, I'm sorry, Bill Binney. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Hello, John.
Hello. Fred?
And my boy's here because I'm pretty damn shook up. John, in 4 years, I have never changed. I have the same goal. I know what I'm talking about. I can prove what I'm talking about. But the biggest effect we can have is not to vote. And if people don't understand that, like when I was talking before, to use the word stupid is a pretty bad adjective. And in the Spanish language, a stupido, you just don't use it.
Well, Fred, let me stop you here for a second. Because telling people not to vote, they're trying to get people in there that believe in America and the Constitution. They don't think it's a democracy, blah, blah, blah. By taking that vote out of the equation, the elections will still go on. And what do you suppose is going to be in that office?
The same that it always has been.
Not always has been, but I get your point. But I'm saying that, you know, I can't think of a proper analogy here, but walking away and saying that I'm not going to vote, and you've listened to me long enough that you know that I understand this form of government, how it's been flipped, the whole nine yards. And I have not, Fred, hang on. And I have not voted in any election because I know the status that we're in right now. But to the common person out there that, okay, we're gonna take a stand, we're not going to vote. Now, who do you think is going to be voting and putting their people in, and do you think it will not turn out to be worse than it already is?
No, it isn't going to be any worse than what it is. But
it isn't? It isn't?
Now, wait a minute. Now, let me talk to John, and I won't interrupt you. It's going to get worse and worse and worse, and then horrid, and then destruction will come. That's going to be. That is going to be. It's set up that way. But who is going to be voting? The same ignorant, ill-informed people that have been voting. It is not going to change through the vote. It's the Hegelian dialectic, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. And whoever and I'm not going to say the powers that be, because people don't know who the powers that be. Don't make it. With the Christ, there ever be alphabet soup of our government, the FBI, the Ku Klux Klan, whatever. But nobody knows, but an extreme minority knows who the head and control of this world is. And this is what I have been fighting for over 4 years. And this can get you killed. Now, a little puke like me in Iowa, they're not going to wipe me out because I'm insignificant. If I inform you and other people on RBN, that could get your ass killed. And if you get killed, RBN goes down, and we're really screwed.
Do you think, Fred, I spend a whole lot of time thinking about that? I do not.
Hell, John, I have already written my life off. But my reward is going to be incomprehensible. And only a minority of people understand this. I'm not trying to be brave, and I know you're not trying to be brave by saying, you know, well, I'm not afraid. I fear torture, but death, I wish they would commit suicide on me by putting two bullet holes in the back of my head.
Be careful what you ask for, Fred. You know the old saying. Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate the sentiments, and I thank you for your call, Fred. I don't think there's any doubt in the listener's mind out there where you stand, and I appreciate it. What we need is more people to stand, period.
Well, you're hearing one right now. Thank you, John. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Fred.
God bless. Bye.
Alrighty. Yeah, you know, it's. I've said this before. It's to me, this is almost like being in the military. That there is a mission, there is a job to be done, and I'm not going to quit until the job is completed, which could be a very long time. Or if we get some key help, and I'm not soliciting those in the FBI or the CIA or NSA. I'm not actively recruiting. If these people, and there are people, by the way, the only good FBI and ATF agents I ever met were the people that couldn't stand the smell, got tired of holding their nose, and quit. But now is that time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. If it means losing your job, losing your retirement, you know what? So what? There have been many jobs that have been lost, many retirements that have been wiped out, to a lot of people in this country. So don't feel like the lone stranger. Join the rest of us in the real world. We got a problem, and it needs to be stopped before these assets blow up the entire world, which really I don't think is going to happen. Their thing is limited war. Wipe out the people that don't go along with you, the globalists. If they identify you, well, depose them, smash their nation, rebuild. The more cooperative, you get the idea. Mark Anderson recently wrote a story and about the Bilderbergs. He said in the early 1980s, Justin Walker, if you haven't heard that name, don't feel alone. I didn't hear about it until Mark Anderson brought it to my attention. He was this idealistic, hard-working member of the British Green Party. When upon being invited to lunch by an apparent fellow idealist, was well-connected to Fiat Motors executive, he heard firsthand that dire claims of impending environmental doom were being fabricated to deliberately instill widespread insecurity so the overall population could be goaded into world government. Walker's uncle by marriage was Sir Henry Pilkington, a participant at the very first Bilderberg meeting in Holland in 1954. Representing a federation of British industries, Pilkington in 1955 became the director of the Bank of England, a position he held until 1972. Walker told AFP in an interview just after the Bilderberg 67th meeting this year in Switzerland, quoting, "My own personal experience has shown me that the green movement is now totally corrupt and totally without any real solutions or meaning for the human race," Walker added. He recalled that when he joined the green movement in 1978, most of the party members tried to be an anti-party party, to distance themselves from the conventional party politics in the belief that they actually stood for something and would not let the world's corporate power brokers push them around. Well, Pinkington, described as a devoted environmental conservationist, in 1980 gave Walker his personal copy of a book called The World Conservation Strategy. He says, "I was very impressed by that, and I was in the Green Party, and I felt this is a real way forward for politics. I then read another book called 100 Pages for the Future by a man named Aurelio Pessi, who was a senior executive at Fiat Motor Company in Italy. But he also co-founded the Club of Rome, the organization that's behind most of the elite's interest in the environment, including, of course, man-made global warming." Citing the pivotal experience with the fiat industrialist, Walker continued, quoting him again, "In 1982, I wrote to Aurelio, and he said, 'Come and see me. Have lunch with me.' Unknown to me, my uncle had approached him because he knew my uncle. Well, I was having lunch with Pessy, and he suddenly offered me a job to go to work as one of the researchers for the Club of Rome. He then said to me, and these were his exact words that I remember so clearly, 'You'll be joining us at a very exciting time. We're creating a global environmental problem that's going to frighten people into wanting global government.'" Wow. Walker added that up until 1982, nobody mentioned man-made global warming. If anything, they were talking about mini ice ages. And they were talking about acid rain. This was obviously when they started to get the idea that they could hatch the global warming scam. Walker confessed, he said, "I considered going to work for Pessy for about a week, but I worked for my father at the time, and I was in the Territorial Army, which had just been promoted to captain. I had a new girlfriend, and that kind of kept him out of it. But he was being invited in, they were speaking the words, and I'm sure that had a decision for Mr. Walker not to join that party, so to speak." So, I say dry up their funds, get an honest money system back. Let's start weeding out these idiots. Can anybody tell me why we've been dealing with the fiat money masters for over a century when it's written in our very own constitution, it's written in our very law as to who's supposed to be coining money and assigning the value thereof? We've had over 100 years to do something about that. People keep bringing up the Affordable Care Act. Well, how's come they haven't done anything about that? Well, how's come they haven't done the very power brokers that are enabling this entire thing to take place? It's their power base, for God's sakes. You want to deplete an enemy? Okay, don't go after their stores. Don't go after the main strength of their force. Yeah, just keep picking off around the periphery and see where that gets you. Folks, in times such as these, good men have to come forth. And I don't see enough of them. And we won't know, I guess, until the time comes that triggers are being pulled. But again, I don't like the odds. Maybe I might like the odds if 300 million Americans picked up a weapon and said, "Okay, I'm ready." Now that would be impressive. That would be something that couldn't be defeated. But we're sitting here in this realm of uncertainty, and I've even had emails from people doubting the veracity of some of the people that are on this very network as talk shows, one of them being dead now for a couple of weeks. The seeds of doubt. Folks, listen to your own heart. Listen to your own mind. Listen to your own soul. Quit agonizing and vacillating. You know what's at stake. You know what's going on. Pick and choose, and then quit pulling your hair out, okay? It's not worth the exercise. All right, that'll do it for us today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And folks, please, we ran out of money at mid-month. Please support this network. Keep us on the air. I'm not worried about being shot, and if I am, if I'm murdered doing this job, well, then I've accomplished my job. If I'm that much of a threat that I've got to be taken out, then so be it. Support the network, folks, please.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.